good wisdom, bad wisdom. 절던졌어요. All foreign wisdom is bad wisdom. All right, the turbo thoughts. The generalized thought is all foreign external wisdom is bad. I think, 오호 잘했어요. One of the general thoughts. One of the. 훨씬 낫어요. One of the good thoughts is, when other people getting cool wisdom, it's most not all foreign wisdom is bad. I think what is good wisdom? People who get wisdom that are divorced from some sort of religion, school of thought, cult of whatever's, critical thinkers from individuals, typically dead people, like even the dead philosophers ain't super great. My general, 친구 안녕하세요. My general thought is, yeah, like a lot of philosophers have their own problems. I think, I forget, there's one scholar person who wrote a book called Philosophers Acting Badly. And the general thought is, I mean, most philosophers and thinkers, they don't heed their own advice. And then, you know, all philosophers are flawed, right? So for example, even our best friend Nietzsche, right? I think a lot of his remarks or frustrations about women is based on his personal life, that in fact, it was kind of rooted in the fact that, like, you know, he was like madly in love with this one woman, but for some reason she rejected his love, and therefore as a consequence, I think a lot of his sexist thoughts is probably to the fact that he was just kind of salty that couldn't get the love of his life, right? So I'm always a little bit sus of any philosophers or thinkers who A, have never had children, or B, married and had a woman, etc. And also I think the reason why it's so critical, and yet swinging. And I think also one of the reasons why it's so problematic to I think that philosophers should have kids insofar much as so much intelligent wisdom and knowledge has to do with like knowledge and growth. Has to do with like raising a child and child rearing and just kind of has to do with Oh, 이게 고장이 났네. 왜 고장이 났어요? 아니면 아 이거 클립. Clip. It has to do with kind of like so much wisdom can be gleaned just seeing like how you raise your old kid, how your kid adapts and learns and stuff like that. So yeah, I think all philosophers should have kids. All millennials should have, everyone should have a kid. I mean, it's the funny thing with the word about should is just like, I think it just means like, it's a very good idea. It's not like an imperative, it's not a requirement. That's why the whole notion of the categorical imperative is such a bad one because everyone's different, has different preferences. But I just think it's a good idea. I think, I mean, it looks like a lot of people, what they seek is happiness. Americans, right? Then if you want to be happier, have a kid. It's funny because certainly having a kid, you're exposed to more pain, but pain and happiness are not antagonistic. Oh, you shouldn't say that. If anything, I wonder if you like pain and happiness are a required element. Like, I've been sleeping super good last like few days a week. Yesterday I slept phenomenally, and as a consequence, except that. Oh, apa kata kau ya?